From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations has condemned the Islamic State's destruction of an ancient city in northern Iraq. Irina Bokova, the chief of the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, has condemned the bulldozing of the ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud in northern Iraq by Islamic State militants. Bokova said the deliberate destruction of the site constitutes a war crime, and UNESCO is determined to do whatever is needed to document and protect the heritage of Iraq. Mathilde Russler is the deputy director of UNESCO's World Heritage Center in Paris.
Nimrud is an ancient place dating from the 13th century BC. It's an archaeological area. It's about 34 kilometers south of Mosul, and it has been placed on a tentative list by Iraq for potential future listing for UNESCO's World Heritage List.
The militants began bulldozing Nimrud Thursday, the latest in a series of assaults on Iraq's historical heritage. Officials said they used heavy military vehicles in the attack. Islamic State supporters used at least 46,000 Twitter accounts in late 2014. That's according to a new report by the Washington-based think tank, the Brookings Institution. The Brookings analysis found that typical backers of the militants were located within the group's territories in Iraq and in Syria. The report says the accounts were used from September through December, but not all of them were active at the same time. Much of the Islamic State's social media success can be attributed to between 500 and 2,000 what were called hyperactive users. This is VOA News. United Nations-led peace talks for Libya entered their second day Friday in Morocco, one day after the UN envoy to Libya said he believes an agreement is possible. UN mediators met separately Thursday with delegates from the Libyan government and Islamic extremists who have taken over the capital Tripoli and set up a separate administration. UN officials hope to get the two rival governments talking to each other. In three previous rounds of talks, the two sides did not meet face-to-face. Reports from Nigeria say members of the Boko Haram militant group are gathering in their stronghold of Gwoza and bringing in reinforcements from other locations. An intelligence source who is monitoring the situation told VOA that military forces are getting closer to the town and the militants may be preparing to defend Gwoza, one of the last major towns they control in northeastern Nigeria. The source says that Boko Haram reinforcements are traveling to Gwoza from their refuge in the nearby Sambisa forest. NASA's Dawn spacecraft has begun orbiting the dwarf planet Ceres in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. As VOA's George Putich reports, scientists hope the data that Dawn sends back will help them learn more about the origin of the solar system.
At its closest approach to Ceres, Dawn will be about 10 times closer to the mini-planet than the Moon is to the Earth. Scientists believe asteroids like Ceres may have been the source of water on Earth. But they are especially intrigued by two bright spots in a 92-kilometer-wide crater that might be related to previously detected vapor emissions. On its way to its final destination, Dawn also visited Vesta, another protoplanet in the asteroid belt that has evolved very little from the time it was created. Scientists hope that analysis of the collected data will help them better understand the birth of our solar system. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.
Unemployment in the United States dropped in February, and the economy had a net gain of 295,000 jobs. Friday's report from the U.S. Department of Labor says the jobless rate fell to 5.5%. That's 0.2% lower than the previous month and down more than 1% from a year ago. The largest boost in hiring was in restaurants, which added 59,000 jobs. While the data showed a stronger job market than most economists had predicted, there are still 8.7 million people unemployed. That is slightly lower than previous months, but down 1.7 million from a year ago. For more, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.